What's going on? What's going on? We're back. It's your guy.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
It's your guy, as always, Big Lou.
Mr. Norse, Silas Matthews.
On the ones and twos. And as he says, the threes and fours.
One T.
Hope everybody had a good, enjoyable weekend. I know you guys went out and did a lot of things. I know you didn't.
Was it really a weekend, or was it just two other fucking days of the week?
Well, now it really, you know what it now you know what it's like to be a trust fund baby. It literally just all runs together.
Lose track of time. I mean, Friday, Mondays.
Well,
Saturday, Wednesdays.
I think the best is seeing what people are like really looking like in the times. Not being able to go to the barbershop and the things that they love so much. People are looking rough, man. Look at your boy Little Duvall, man. He's having a incredible time with that situation, to say the least.
It's giving him he's finding some comedy gold out there right now.
I don't think there's any more comedy gold out there still right now than the Tiger King. I mean, there's just no stopping the Tiger King comment right now. And I heard something about Discovery Channel, whatever, is going to do some kind of, I guess they're going to do a show or whatever, to follow up on the disappearance. So I'm loving it. Makes a lot of sense to me. So, what did you watch this
week? Like a cold case file?
Well, yeah, I mean, you knew that was needed to happen a minute ago, so. But
Carol Baskin.
Rumor on the street, though, somebody watched Spinal Tap.
Oh, yes. I got to watch me some Spinal Tap. The hype from all the years.
Was it really hype, though? The movie's a classic. Did you laugh more than five times?
I laughed about five times.
That's it?
Not more, not less. I think it's one of those things where, like, the build-up of the show.
It was a movie.
Great, but the actual.
Really?
I mean, listen, I thought it was great. I thought it was, you know, if you look back and you put yourself in that time, you know, before all the social media, before... I mean, it was an amazing parody they did. I guess you appreciate it more once you realize when it was actually made.
Who was your favorite character?
I think the weirdest character was the fucking keyboardist. That guy was out there. That guy was all over the place. I really enjoyed what happened when the girl got involved, the girlfriend, with the whole show. And probably my favorite part of the movie was the lyrics to their songs were just amazing.
Give me an example of some of your favorite lyrics of songs.
Like, what's the one about Chunky Girl?
Fat Bottom Girls?
Fat Bottom Girls, yeah. I was looking for the title of it, but I never got the same way as the whole. The bigger the waistband, the deeper the quicksand. I thought that was a great lyric.
If you had to buy an amp tomorrow, what kind of amp would you get?
The one with the 11 on it.
You gotta go to 11. I mean, 11's always been a thing, but they really, really made it a thing. So.
Yeah.
You can't really.
I liked it when they were doing the. I liked it when they were doing the reviews, because you know how artists are when it's hard. I don't know, just like super often. And then read some of those reviews from all their past albums. Like, what was it? Shark soup. Was it shark soup? Shark sandwich. Like two words.
shit sandwich. I don't find the business easy. You can't dust for vomit.
Paul Schaefer. You can't dust for vomit, yes. It wasn't his vomit.
Just saying, you got
a lot of parodies from all the old rock and roll stories of craziness that went on.
Armadillos? We got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. You feel like that's a, you ever use that as a pickup line?
Nope, never used that. I did enjoy when what's his name went to the metal detector, though.
May I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here. We are such fans of your music and all of your records. I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre of rock and roll. What would you do if you couldn't play music anymore? Well, as long as there's, you know, sex and drugs, I could do without the rock and roll. These are solid quotes, man. The Stonehenge. I don't, for one, think that the problem was the band was down. I think the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge moment on the stage where there was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf, all right? that tended to understate the hugeness of the object. I really think you're making much too big of this out of it. Making a big thing out of it would have been a good idea. When they build this set. Airport security, do you have any artificial plates or limbs? Or not really, no. None more black. It's like, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none. None more black. Mime is money. Lukewarm water. Derek Smalls. We're lucky. We're very lucky in the band that we have two visionaries, David and Nigel. They're like poets, like Shelley and Byron. They're two distinct types of visionaries. It's like fire and ice. Basically, I feel like my role in this band to be somewhere in the middle of that. Kind of like lukewarm water.
Like lukewarm water, yeah. And then how about like what was the guy's last name? Saint something or else? Saint the
Puppet Show and Spinal Tap.
So Saint Hubbard. Saint.
Man, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Listen, remember the other day? Remember the other day when Space Randall was telling us about how he gave himself a nickname?
That was kind of a Spinal Tap moment.
Yeah, but you can't give yourself a nickname first and foremost. Like,
no.
I saw something earlier today about best nicknames.
About what?
Best nicknames. It was pretty crazy. You're going to love some of these. 100 best nicknames in sports today. What's your favorite nickname before I start going? The Flying Hawaiian. What do you think about that? Juggernaut. Throwing Samoan.
I still think the best one over the last couple of years was a Honey Badger.
Dude, there's a guy that named the Big Donkey.
The Big Donk?
The Big Donkey. Really? I'd be pretty pissed off if that was my nickname. But we like you around
the
here.
The Big Donk?
God damn it. Silas, you got to listen. The Big Donkey. How upset would you be? It's your eulogy. That's the story they tell. Well, the first time I met the Big Donkey. Saved my life.
Yeah.
Saved my life in the parking lot at Albertsons.
That lets you know you're hanging around people with no creativity. You get a nickname like that.
This guy plays football and his nickname's... Nickname. This guy's nickname's AK-47. Like, what position would you have to play? I don't know. I guess you're a safety. Rip. The Spider, really? Oh, well, I guess, yeah. Anderson Silva was a spider. Doc. There's a lot of docs. Sugar. The Mad Scientist. I'm all right with that one. El Caballo? The horse?
El Diablo?
No, bro. Did that ever stand for the horse? Is that where you learned that?
El Diablo?
Yeah. So El Kiablo starts with a C. Baby Jet. I don't know how I'd feel about that, actually. Why can't I be Big Jet? Oh.
Baby Jet?
Yeah.
I kind of like Baby Jet.
Oh, there's Baby Jet. Have you met Baby Jet? Here's the Sanchez. I like that. The Sanchez. Huntington Beach Bad Boy. The Burner Turner. The Dean of Mean. The Law Firm. Tony Plush. Smoke.
You say the Law Firm?
Yeah, that's a nickname. These are sport nicknames. Someone was actually named this. The Law Firm, just so you know, was been Jarvis Green Ellis, actually. Makes sense. Makes sense now you think about the name side. The Ice Cream Man.
How'd you get the nickname Big Lou?
Well, because I was really small, so it was a pun on me being small.
The sarcastic, the sarcasm.
Yeah, super sarcastic. Because I was always doing big things. So, where did you get the nickname Silas?
It's a long line of nicknames. Line of nicknames.
I'm telling you, Silas just gives that name to get people to leave him alone. Who's your favorite Simpsons character?
Favorite Simpsons character? I don't know. I probably reference Papu the most.
Papu, eh? Papu. Oh, yeah, that's the guy that worked at the mini mart. El Correcto. Yes, so. We're going to call him our boy Derek Mendez real quick.
Hey, what's up?
Mendez, what are you doing?
He's with my dad.
Derek Mendez.
Did I?
Meet Silas 1T Matthews.
Mr. Mendez, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
You sound pretty excited, man. Is this your excited voice?
Yeah, that's my excited voice. I try not to sound too excited, you know. You don't want people to think you're, like, you know, putting it on. So.
Oh, that was your cool voice. Yeah. Oh, well, I got you. You're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just chilling with my dad.
Well, you know, it's you don't want to oversell anything. That's why I always tell people I'm having a good day. You know, like I don't want to say it's a great day. I'm just saying it's a good day. So.
You don't want to set future expectations for others?
Yeah, because, you know, like, I mean... You know, you oversell it. Like, you know, what if somebody's really having a great day, you know, and your good day looks only okay in comparison to, you know?
That is true. What's going on in the beach right now?
Oh, no, they have them closed down.
You don't have mass congregations of Bernie Sanders fans getting down over there?
No, not anymore. It was like that. They let it slide for spring break. Like, you know, I'm sure they wanted that money. So they let it slide, and they let the people, you know, who came down already and go. But a lot of people, you know, they were complaining at first, but everybody keeps going to each other's pools and stuff, so they're not really stopping the spread in any way.
Have they given you full access to start roundhousing these people? Did you get your
right.
Did you get that certificate yet?
No, I just wonder, you know, like how they tell them what to do, but then they're still not going to listen and – So, you know, like, basically do the same activities. And it sucks, too, because they close a bunch of restaurants. So everybody's got to go grocery shopping. Everybody's got to be in a store, you know.
So let me ask you this. They give you a four-wheeler and they give you a stick like they're doing in India. How fast do you clear those beaches?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, though.
Would you double-fist it? Or would you do, like, last starfighter routine, like a whirling dirty technique? Or, like, how would you roll on that?
So you're saying, what was my weapon again?
You got a stick. Long stick, like a bamboo.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, yeah, like how long, too? You're saying from a four-wheeler, right? I have a four-wheeler.
You got a four-wheeler, so you could use mass times acceleration, thrust, et cetera, to your advantage, too.
Yeah, you know, but you really wouldn't want it over, like, 4 feet, because at that point, you know, it'd be on wheels, and you'd have to get off and use
You'd look like a damn jouster, eh? Is that what you're saying? You're out there jousting?
Yeah, but, you know, at 4 feet, you might be able to cock it back and hit him in the back of the leg.
We'll get Silas over there selling some fried turkey and some cranberry sauce.
We'll get all those kind of items.
Yeah, man. Medieval times on
That's
the beach.
That's what I always look forward to during spring break, was a good fried turkey.
Turkey leg.
How can you go wrong with fried turkey? But I'm just saying, if we could bring the medieval times to you at the beach and keep America safe, that's got to count for something, right?
Yeah. I think that should be somebody's platform, you know? Some crazy person running for governor first and then for president, you know, maybe they could get away with it.
In which,
you know, like Joe Exotic.
Oh! Talking about
that was a great transition statement.
Tiger King forever, baby.
But it was a good reference because he ran for president and governor. But you know, he did out of order what I said. See, I messed it up there. But he ran for president, and it was kind of a joke.
How do you feel about the fact that he got 19% of the vote for Oklahoma?
I don't know. You know, that's a tough spot. Like, I mean, maybe they weren't aware of, like, how wild this stuff he was doing was, you know?
What's the wildest thing you – like, what was the thing that when you saw go down – and I know it was a roller coaster for you, but what was the one thing that you saw that was
no,
like –
No, I saw a meme that said, like, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, the show was crazy. And, I just forgot a lot of people didn't grow up in Florida. And I thought that was pretty funny because, you know, I mean, that's not really out of the blue. Really, the thing was the how slimy the dude was. That was really what I took away from everything, was that guy Jeff who screwed him over. I was like, that guy was a fucking dirtbag. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss that.
Yeah, dude, you do what you do as long as you don't say the
okay.
I was gonna say the C word.
Yeah, you know, unless I was affecting a British accent, I could get away with it then, right?
Oh, I mean, you can really say it. You can say whatever. I'm just iTunes not to hate me.
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, see, now I forgot what I was
trying to avoid the explicit.
Yeah, but definitely though, when the guy accidentally shot himself in the head, I knew that he had died, but I was wondering how he had actually died during it. And then the way that guy, you know, at first I thought maybe I like this other guy who rolls in. He's a swinger and he's sneaking the tigers up to like pull bitches.
Hey, you can't. You know what's funny? Our boy, remember Eric, my homie, our homie, Eric.
Eric dresses
like that guy.
No shit.
Yeah. Seriously. Here's a question. How did you not immediately recognize the fact that when that dude came onto the scene that he was the meth dealer? Like, how did you not know that was Joe's plug?
Who, you're saying Jeff?
Yeah, how did you not know that, like, right off the rip that was the plug?
Oh, no. He was definitely shady. Everything from the get-go. That's why it was really how quick, like, his homies, like, well, I guess they weren't really his homies, but as soon as they put pressure on him, they were snitching, like, first I fat dude snitch, and then the other guy was like, why did they come and talk to me? Like, he was just ready to flip. I'm like, damn, that's messed up. You better check your circle. They're like, oh, he wants to flip. Like, he's apparently, like, totally cool with it, so he's just going to flip on the dude and fight the spark for him.
How much did you love the Kenny Powers scene at the end on the jet ski?
I was like, did he decide to do that? Were they like, you should ride your jet ski, it'll be cool, we'll film some footage.
Like, the show was starting to lose me at that point, but the Kenny Powers scene brought me right back in.
That's funny. Yeah, but I was like, look at that dude, his neck is squished up by the light vest. His thing's just all squished up. that was a hilarious scene. You're right. I didn't think about that, but I definitely was like cracking up while he was just riding around the lake.
I like how the man had enough time to change into his EMS bomber jacket. Like, that dude has so much drip, bro. Like,
well, I mean, in that situation, I think like, oh man, chick got her arm ripped off. I better go and, you know, like tell everybody what's going on. But let me stop and grab the bomber jacket and put that on first, you know. Like,
hey, but imagine being the guy that got the discount that day. You'd be pretty excited. Hey, look, we got 30% off. She lost. Right? She lost 25% of her arm, so we're gonna do a 25% off sale for you guys today.
Didn't they offer them like a gift store credit at the time? Before they,
you could continue the tour today, or we can give you a rain check for future admission.
Yes, I don't know. You know, and I hate to say it. I mean, I wouldn't want to see the arm ripped off, but I might want to go like see if I can kind of see what the tiger looked like. He just did it. Like, see if he was. You know, still kind of hype or passive. I guess maybe it was just like an accident. Like, he stuck an arm in there. He thought it was meat and grabbed at it. So.
And how nonchalant was the lady who got her arm ripped off?
Oh, I know. To say, oh, chop it off. I would be like, no, save that shit. You know, like, I would have let them to lob my limb off. Like,
they
gave
her, no, they gave her options. I said, hey, look, it's going to be 2 years. You're going to do a little bit of, you know, rehab. Or.
Yeah.
Or you're one-handed forever. She's like, let's do this.
Yeah, I know.
I got a cigarette to smoke. Let's go.
Yeah.
I think the part of the show that brought me in was when they basically told you that the guys at the camp ate the same food they were feeding the tiger from the Walmart.
Yeah, so they expired. Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of like shaky. Amazing. Like, because they said they can't take it, you know, once you take it off the shelf, you can't put it back. I never really thought about that, that they wouldn't even want to, like, risk it. So, I mean, some of that meat would probably be pretty decent, you know? I mean, you might, depending on how soon you got it, like,
the pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's really a rule. I've actually seen people, like, put meat back, like, put, like, it's Publix.
It should be a rule. Publix ain't that place. Publix, man, they're super stringent with their quality products.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know, like. But I think he's saying he did see him put it back. You seen them return it back at Publix?
Well, I mean, we got an eyewitness on the scene right now.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
You don't know how long it's been sitting out. It could have been hanging out in the danger zone. Someone could have been diddling it.
I feel like they, you know, could have been because they wouldn't want to take the risk.
Could have been
because, like, when I used to do that kind of food stuff, they like especially in the butcher block, they were like real strict. Because I actually worked at Albertsons for a little bit.
Let me ask you
this. Actually, what, next country? Isn't Albertsons Kroger on the West Coast?
I don't know. I think K. Rogers, K. Roger all around. Albertson, I forget. I'd have to.
Yeah, it was like a smaller chain, but it was similar. It was like the public, but wasn't as like.
I like that Albertsons. Yeah. There was an Albertsons right across the street from where me and Coach.
That's the one I worked at.
Me and Coach used to kick it.
That's the one I worked at.
The crazy days. You remember those days, Coach?
Yeah,
remember we used to ball on some fools. Do you remember those days?
Yeah. I know. You know, let me tell you what happened. Actually, I still I was hooping with the people from work. You know, and it's funny because I do the exact same thing I did back then. I basically drive to the right, and then people try to block it. And I'll do some crazy circus shot and make it. So
whoever fouled you harder than I did.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. People try to foul me, but yeah, you know. That's a smart bet to do. Is you might as well just foul me. If I'm able to kind of get a little bit of speed going to the hoop, the best thing to do is just foul me and try to make me shoot the free throws.
Yo, Silas, we used to sit out
Where was this at?
This was down in Florida, man. We'd sit out there and we'd play ball till 2-3 in the morning, man. Any kind of sport, man. We'd football, but we'd be out there. We'd play basketball. Remember Eric getting in a fight with what's his name? Douche Bigelow? What's that? I'm talking about Fuckboy Fernandez, whatever fuck that guy's name is.
Yeah, the chunky guy. He was chunky, right?
He's that dude was always an asshole. And fucking shout out Jizzle. Remember that shit?
I think I remember that. I think I remember what the guy looked like.
Do you remember the Fat Boys?
Yeah.
Remember the three Fat Boys?
They used to hang out in there.
Man, we used to ball it up, man. I miss that.
Yeah, no, it was I was playing with people from work, you know, and just recently, I hadn't really been working out. Like, I was kind of going and training with my trainer who I used to train a fight with, and I was playing basketball with my friend Bruno. And I was winning, and he's, you know, at least 8 years younger than me, you know, and I'm still hooping, whatever. But I was up. I only had to score one more time, and I already knew I was going to drive right, you know, scoop it back, do the pump fake, and then go up and under. And I went to go drive right, and I swear it felt like somebody threw a rock up over something, and it hit me right in the back of my ankle. And I, kind of screamed out, fell down. I guess I, ruptured my Achilles, and I was, it was crazy. Something I'd done probably, 5,000 times. Drive to my right, and it's just like I heard it, but like I, you know, it's good now.
Derek was man, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever seen. So he was a contortionist, man. He'd like come in and drive and make all these crazy shots from all these crazy angles. But I would just smash the shit out of him. And, it's like my easiest defense. Not, I mean, you know, obviously, I had fun with it, but
He's
like one of the best people to play with, man. Because if like you'd have to be to piss Derek off, man. God damn, you'd have to really put in some work.
Yeah,
but the jokes, man, the shit talking that we used to do, man, Derek, man, because he could get that shit as good as anybody back to you. So,
yeah, well, you know, it's really about like, you know, hitting something that's, you know, it's like funny, sort of like it definitely is a spot that'll get them, you know, like something that other people would laugh at or, you know.
Yeah, you remember playing football with Dr. Mike and Big Daddy and everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember leveling Big Daddy's ass.
I was still like that, you know. Yeah, like, I go out to the beach and play with people, and, you know, like, I still do all those kind of, you know, like, if I'm out and people are playing sports. Like, one time I went out to the beach, and, you know, like, I think I told you about it, like, when I, you know, when I used to train. Like, I mean, I like to believe I'm pretty good at it. And I saw this guy out there, you know, he was a like clean cut black dude. He made his hair pulled back a ponytail, and I could tell that he had brought the set of gloves, you know, and he was just out there kind of like fun sparring with people. And, you know, I'd watched the previous two and I was like, oh, I definitely want to get involved in this. And I was, you know, I was a couple beers deep at that point, but, you know, I know how to spar. Like I had a good time with it. And, you know, I went out there and we, you know, like out of the blue, I hadn't even trained in a while and we were sparring. The first thing that happened was, you know, he recognized that I knew what I was doing because when he, I could tell the way he was playing the other people, he knew that they didn't really know how to box. So, you know, he was just kind of biding the time and kind of popping them when they were open. So I kind of did like the high-low jab. So he yanked his head back first and then I hit him to the body and I saw that he was yanking his head back in the past, you know, the couple rounds I thought he dodged people. And I like got the overhand right, like reach for it because I knew he was going to be there and like just nicked him really good. Like I didn't get, you know, like a full on shot on him, but like clipped him. And so, you know, he could tell he was like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Derek Mendez.
Oh, shit, I thought you were talking about basketball.
No, man. He's, right to left. Oh, no, man. He's a trained MMA fighter, so he beats a lot of MMA.
A lot of people who played basketball with me, too, like people even in high school, they would be like, oh, it makes sense.
Well, I'm just saying. That, yeah, like, he's like, that's what, it goes back to him being tough, man. He could take a hit. I'm telling you, I used to fucking blast his ass for fun.
Because
Derek is younger than me, so I wouldn't like to say that we were like being bullies or whatever, but he had to deal with me and Eric Jewell, which is like the combination of two magical fucking assholes. Like, you don't get to, I mean, that was a magical combination of assholism right there. And Derek was like a little bit younger, fucking just like, fuck you guys, swinging with it. But his wittiness and his improv and like his ability to deliver on that shit was impressive as fuck. So he could take all the adults in the shit talking game, literally. So.
But yeah, it was the same thing though, you know, like playing basketball, like I always played it pretty tough, you know, and like like you were saying, like I don't really get slapped, you know, like easily. It was the same thing when I played.
No,
like I've been hit really hard, like by people, and usually when they hit me, I'm like, it's more like I turn, and even when I come out to fight, like I'm smiling the whole time. And
hits that you would take, man, would have dropped anybody else, dude, and you were like, whatever.
Yeah. No, like, I've been hit with, like, in, you know, after that, like, when I was training to fight, like, I've been hit with spinning hook kicks and, like, roundhouses from the other side, you know, from the southpaw, spinning back fists and stuff, and, like, just, you know, like, I just stand there, like, it's, you know, maybe, like, wobble, not, like, because I'm hurt, but more like it just knocked me off balance. Like,
that neighborhood hated us so much. Me in there with the Camaros, always doing burnouts, raising hell, and the system's bumping, and then us raising hell all goddamn night, man.
Yeah,
big shout out to the Manatee County Sheriff's Department.
A couple times. Yeah, no, I lived there twice after that point.
Like, hey, remember when old girl stabbed the other? Remember, and they came to serve that warrant on her.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. She stabbed that person up with the glass.
Yeah. Florida, baby. We used to get crunkety crunk, man.
Well, you know.
Siesta Key. St. Home. I mean, Holmes Beach. Rotten Reel Pier. Man, crazy. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did the Simpsons predict the coronavirus?
No, I heard that's fake, but they faked it. It said the Chinese scare or something, but it didn't actually say coronavirus over it. Now, you could argue that it's still kind of...
superimposing the coronavirus on some of that new stuff on that episode.
Yeah.
Called it the Chinese flu or something like that?
Yeah. It was like something scary or something. I can't remember exactly what it said. Like, whatever it says underneath it, that's what it said.
It was the Japanese virus, too. It wasn't Chinese.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
What's your favorite show out there? What's your favorite show these days?
I don't know. You know, that's a hard question to ask. Like, what are we basing it on? Like, what's the breaking system?
Are you watching Archer? Are you watching Always Sunny? Are you watching Trailer Park Boys?
Of course, I've seen I've seen all those. Actually, really funny, you know, like, Letterkenny. Have you seen Letterkenny?
Yeah. What about Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
Of course, I've seen Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. That's just so funny. All the guys from The Mighty Boosh are like, well, I can't say all of them, but a lot of them overlap. What about, have you seen Toast to London?
Yeah. That's kind of, I like the show that old boy's on with dude from
The Vampires.
Yes! Tell me you've watched that.
I've seen a couple episodes. I know it's funny. Like
I like the vampire that drains your energy by talking to you about stupid shit.
Yeah. I was like, that's actually pretty smart. Those are real things, you know. There's really people like that, I guess. Even the other vampire.
He's actually the scariest vampire. When they were fighting the werewolf in the front yard, and then threw him in the bushes, and then they had the challenge. Did you see that episode?
No.
When the guy turned into the huge werewolf, and they said, "Hey, look, pick your weapon of choice." So he grabbed a squeeze ball and squeezed it and threw it over the roof. And the werewolf went after it like a dog, and jumped and like fell to his demise. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, that show right there is pretty intense.
What's the show?
Well, what's it called?
It's like what we do in the shadows.
Something
along those lines.
The original
people. I remember the guy from Flight of the Conchords was on like the movie.
But then the other guy was on Garth Marenghi.
Oh, I love that guy.
Sanchez.
Yeah, you're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The guy from Toast from London.
Remember when he? Did you remember his music video? What was it? Part Time Lover.
That show. I try to get I really feel like you have to have like a certain kind of like meta comedy about it, because it's definitely like it's made to look like a fake thing, you know. It cost them so much to film it with the old school equipment that was actually one of the things why, you know, it didn't go on very long, because it was like cost prohibitive to film it. And the special effects, like everything is cheesy about it, but it's just so funny. Even when they do the interview and like how they're all like semi implying that the chick is buried in some basement in Eastern Europe, like was really what's his face? The guy from the IT crowd or something. That guy with the curly hair. He's funny. Yeah.
The funeral scene in Garth Marenghi, man. Absolute classic.
Yeah.
You remember that? When he's they kept doing the cut scenes of him shooting a shotgun into the sky.
Yeah. I love how they're doctors and they're carrying guns. Like, and he's got to have like that huge like revolver going around in the hospital. Like, you just know it's a dangerous place. You got to be strapped up the whole time.
Yeah. Do you remember the promise that he made that boy?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's so many good episodes of that. Like, obviously the eyeball one first one. I'm trying to think back on all of them, because you said, what was the last episode you talked about the promise? Oh, yeah. But what was the promise exactly? I remember the scene, but I can't remember what he said to him.
I think he told him that he wouldn't die, or he'd never let him down or whatever. And then he proceeded to die or whatever. Oh, yeah, he told him he wouldn't let him die down or whatever.
Yeah.
And he immediately went and died, I believe. No, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is a very hidden gem. That's magic all over the place.
What was that hospital? The
Dark Place Hospital?
Yeah.
Being sure, yes, that Dark Place, yeah.
I came in first in my class at Harvard Yale.
I like when the chick became psychic and Like, dude, they're like, you know, the way they introduced the janitor perspective, I was like, they're definitely going to kill that janitor off. And they totally did. He just yanks them in the way, and you have to eat all those three drivers in the stomach.
Did you ever see the Red Green show before?
No, I don't think so.
To check that out. That was like a gem that came on the PBS channel. A guy that could fix everything with a duct tape, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 100 mile an hour tape is what they called it in Vietnam. Of all the shows that you're watching. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just asking what shows you're watching. I just know your comedy levels are like super up there. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because a lot of stuff stopped right now. I don't know, like, as far as TV shows, I don't know. I finished whatever was new last, you know, like I remember I watched the newest season of Archer, and then, you know, I seen Bob's Burgers up to a certain point. I like any of the stuff that he's in when I think back on it, you know, Home Movies is hilarious. You know, he's pretty funny whenever he makes a guest appearance on South Park. I mean, Family Guy. And then there's Archer. And when they did that Bob's Burgers, that meta crossover, I was cracking up. I thought that was too funny.
You've been watching, oh, man. Just totally lost it.
Yeah, no, you know, because I can't think about it. Whatever was just on TV that was, like, newer or just started streaming. Like, obviously, you know, I've seen.
Did you ever watch Party Down?
I've seen a few episodes of that. It's definitely funny, you know, because all those people are hilarious that are in it. And, you know, a lot of the people who do that, they tend to be in those movies together, like The Goods, you know, Live Fast, Sell Hard. There's another movie where they're all kind of like in the movie together. I think Step Brothers is pretty similar to that. Like, they have a bunch of those same actors all together in the movie.
What's your favorite Danny McBride movie?
I don't know. I really loved him in This Is the End. You know, and I know it's not specifically his movie, but I think that, like, if you rewatch it, they do such a great job of foreshadowing that he's going to do all the crazy shit that he does when he actually gets out in the world. Like, because, like, they're talking about it, like, in the videotape. You know, it's the one where they all get locked in the house and it's, like, the end of the world. And have you seen that movie or no?
Yeah, This Is the End.
Yeah, where they're all locked in the house. I could, like, the way they kind of improv with each other, like, you can kind of tell when he's talking about joking off and he's just leaving it all over the place. And, like, that whole conversation, I don't know why, it just always cracked me up because you can tell that they were just letting him
I'll jizz where I want. I'll jizz all over this place.
Or even, like, where he's like, I have a very powerful ejaculator. It's like a fire hose. I just grab on with two hands and hope none gets in my mouth. Like, I was like, dude, that's... You know, even how he's a dick about how he, like, pisses on Franco's, like, toilet seat and then just wipes it off with his boot. Like, I was like, who would teach him to act like that?
That movie was, that movie's underrated, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was one of those ones where, you know, like, when you don't have cable and I had it on DVD, there's only so many movies I can, like, rewatch. I can't really, like, watch, you know, if I've seen it and it's not something that I find particularly entertaining. I'm like, oh, I've seen it. I'm good. I don't really need to rewatch it. But that was one of the ones that I could, like, put on. You know, I tend to put on, like, Tarantino movies.
And, you feel like Step Brothers, you know, like, is in that? Like that. Step Brothers,
no,
in that Step category?
Anything where you can tell that they've kind of, like, let the actors play. Like, I love Talladega Nights. I think that shit's so funny. It's like, I was quoting that for a long time. You know, my when I used to fight, I would go by Magic Man. And it was coincidental because it was kind of like a joke because I was listening to the Heart song. And, you know, somebody was like, oh, you should make that, like, your fight song. And I was like, that would be funny because, you know, it's a cool song, but it's, you know, you can get it played a lot of places, too. They won't question you about it. But then that movie came out, and I was like, oh, I'm totally going to use that hand thing. When he was like, I'm the magic man. Now you see me? Now you know.
Shake and bake. What's your theory on why such a level of high absurdity comes out of Florida? You got 50 states, right? What about?
Well, no, I found out what it is. What it is that it has to do with the Freedom of Information Act. So when you get arrested, it becomes like immediate public information. So what the Associated Press will do is they'll get bored, you know, if they need to fill some space, and they'll check, you know, if anything come up on like the wire, you know, that's probably like an old timey thing, but, you know, see if anything comes up.
So somewhere people are still using the wire?
No, you know
who maintains the wire? Is that the same company that's maintaining pagers?
Yeah.
Did you have us?
Yeah, check the wire.
Shut up.
That was funny. I was actually saying something about that, about, I was like, oh, you know, you check the papers, and somebody was like, who the hell checks the papers? I was like, I guess you just go online now. Well, it was really because I was coming up with a scheme where I was going to try and, meet an old rich lady with money, after her husband died. I was going to be, the guy in a wedding fashion. But, it came to me one day when we were driving, I was riding to work with my friend, and we were discussing, how, I was probably just bringing this up, but I was like, how strippers meet older dudes with money, they meet with a strip club. And we had smoked and shit, so, we were thinking about what we were doing on the way. And I was like, where would you meet an old lady who had money, And I was like, ooh, you could check, the obituaries. It would come to me as, an aha moment. And, people, they were laughing. So I was like, yeah, then you can start backtracking and going on Facebook. And you could say, oh, I'm a friend of, we were friends at work or something. We're husbands. Start offering, she'd help around the house. You could say, oh, we went on that business trip together, that kind of stuff. I never went through with it, because obviously, but that's how my mind will go. I'll take stuff to the logical conclusion and see if, is that a really, really good idea? I'll see as far as I can go,
You should do an app or some kind of program for virtual reality where you can test these things out in VR first.
Yeah. Well, no,
I mean, how much experience do you have in banging 70-year-olds?
I know, right? Well, no, my dad was talking to me about...
That'd be a great show, actually.
About banging 70-year-olds, trying to meet 70-year-olds.
No, just talking to obituaries. Call it obituaries.
You're going to stalk obituaries trying to find... Oh, wow, this is amazing. I'm down with it. I would like to produce this show, Mendez.
That's such an amazing race. The first guy to get $1 million in.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he did it. He made it.
He did it.
He actually accomplished the goal.
But did you really win?
You have to do that. But, you think about it, those girls, when guys give, girls a hard time for hanging out with sugar daddy, it's like, whatever, she earns that money, she's got to deal with that, so...
So you're saying you'd rather just pay him up front than 2 years of living with him and dealing with that nonsense where you pay 100,000 times the price?
Grammy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. It's like, I know Charlie Sheen has said that, when they asked him about paying for prostitutes, and he was like, oh, no, I don't pay them to have sex. I pay them to leave when we're done. I thought that was pretty funny.
Who would win in a fight between Joe Exotic and Charlie Sheen?
Oh, I mean, that's tough. Why
don't you handicap that for us?
I don't know. I just think that Charlie Sheen, he's a little older. Joe Exotic's got to deal with animals. He does have the back injury, though, in the knees, But Charlie Sheen is definitely, he definitely looked worse to wear the last time that I've seen him publicly, so.
Yeah, current Charlie Sheen or the race Charlie Sheen?
Oh.
From which movie, Charlie Sheen?
The movie Race.
The Race.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. I mean, about in Hot Shots Part 2?
Oh, wow.
When he was pretty yoked for that one. Yeah,
he was pretty jacked for that. He was on some performance-enhancing drugs, if I remember correctly.
Well, I hear all the famous people that do that.
How many tigers do you think Joe actually shot? How many times did they go after him and he just shot them? Why do you think he hit
him? I don't think that he necessarily shot him like that. I'm sure that they probably had to kill some that were too.
You're trying to tell me in all his years of dealing with the retardedness of crystal meth that he didn't have a tiger situation where he had to put a cap in one's ass because he got out there showing off in front of his little twinks?
Yeah, right.
And to that point, how many meth heads actually were served up as food out there?
Yeah, good question. How many guys get out of prison and never made it home?
Carol Baskin, obviously, that's a high-profile rich dude, the rich white guy that went down. So,
well, no, here's the thing. The thing is, though, that it's definitely I guess they could, because that's as long as nobody came and checked the property. But wouldn't they have found other bones when they went through there and started screaming? Because, the tiger, I really doubt it's going to be able to eat the whole carcass. They would probably have to have multiple
No, they explained it. Either Joe Exotic or a credible scientist got on and started talking about the stomach acid of a tiger.
It would dissolve the bone, right?
Yeah, but I mean, but how much of a human could it really eat? You know, like, because if you think about it, we're not really like a big thing for eating. It's like a lot of bony parts, you know, like kind of like rabbit or maybe like something like that.
Well, maybe meth adds a sweetness to the meat. Maybe
it might be a seasoning. You know, it could be. Got a lot of crazy shit in there.
So. Well, they say I don't know if it's got.
You know, an accident had to happen. I mean, the guy killed himself on camera. What about like all the meth heads go raid the meat truck, and then one of them has to do his chores with the tiger if he gets to wash his hands. You know, you never know what happens in those scenarios.
Yeah, man, think about it. You can't tell me you ain't, like, super methed up and, like, forgot to do this or forgot to do that and then get tigered up.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine, you know, how they were running a fucking tiger place. I'm sure they were getting screwed out either, like, getting fucked up like that. I mean.
How many times was a cage left unlocked? With all those meth heads running around doing chores.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely doesn't look like the kind of crew I would want to put out on a zoo. You know, like the wild animals being around, it definitely doesn't look like the type of people. That's what I'm saying. They brought up the other part, though, about Doc Antle. You know, like, if you're thinking about it, he really ran the best cult out of everybody. You know, I mean, I don't want to say, like, best, because there's never a best cult, but in terms of, like, he had an air of professionalism, like his, at least his business.
Oh, look, check it out. Me and Silas are going to South Carolina as soon as they lift the ban on trolling. So. We're coming in there dressed up, our little outfits and everything. Man. We're going to roll up in like oversized power wheels, look like little safaris, just Jurassic Park on there. We're coming in there hard like.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, then he had the five chicks and he basically was like, oh, they have a funny thing where they compare, like, they do, like, a meme where the Doc Antle system, and they make, you know, they do, like, the demo system.
How do you get into a swinger party?
How do you do it?
Yeah, how do you get into a swinger party?
I mean, honestly, the thing that you would have to do is they have, like, a website. It's called SBT.com, and that's usually, like, the first step. And it's hard for, like, a single dude. You usually got to have a chick. Like, you got to be...
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a life hack, right? I'm going to tell you how to get into them. Just go get a hooker and say, hey, you're going to be my wife.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah. No.
And then every guy that you see bang her, every guy that you see bang your hooker wife, just shake your head at him. Just be like, oh, I feel bad for
you. Well, I mean, you know, or if it's some chick that you just kind of kick it with and maybe you bang,
crazy nympho that you just take to swinger parties.
No, I mean,
yeah, someone's done some research on this deal.
I know, you see, right. That's why I went to him. I knew Derek in the streets with
name the website.
Yeah, well, he's got a certificate.
What it is, he starts to get you know, better at like finding girls who you kind of know will like other girls. And then it's easier. You can kind of like,
apps?
I got this friend you might like.
What apps are you using for this?
No, I mean, I don't know. You know, sometimes in life it happens. You know, sometimes you meet people going, like, there's a place that's not, it's like 45 minutes from here. It's actually a nudist place, but they do like swinger stuff too, you know. So, and I guess there's a lot of overlap on those two groups. So, you know, but not every nudist is a swinger, not every swinger is a nudist. So.
Getting pretty deep on this.
When you said overlap, I thought it was the, you know, the fat dudes with the,
oh, no,
covering their peckers.
All right.
Oh, no, no, just kind of overlap.
All right, Mendez, we need your assistance, all right?
Okay.
Silas has got to do some music trivia.
Okay.
What's the genre? What genre is Silas going to do?
I don't know. So any music trivia?
Well, what do you
want? Any music trivia?
What's your?
I get it. Obviously, I'm not trying to like step out way up here. I won't put him on the spot like that.
What's your strength? What's your strength? What's your favorite music? We'll go that route.
See, that's too hard of a question to ask me. I really, you know, one of those, honestly, the thing that I've been listening to most right now is music from Korea. If I have to be honest.
Who?
Yeah. Honestly, like
the K-pop stuff.
I haven't listened to. Yeah, but that's the thing. Okay. K-pop is like a a thing that they. That they, you know, it's a general term. It'd be like if they called all the music like rap.
No, no, listen.
All the pop music.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Like A-pop.
Me and Captain Silas are very, we're up to date on K-popping. We've been K-popping for a while. Yeah, man. It's been like,
how long you been K-popping?
I spent like the last almost 6 months of the last year in Cali. We know okay, all about okay, the Korean so, yeah. barbecue, okay? We'll get Jedi on yeah, the horn, yeah. and he'll try to break it all down for you.
No, I know. I'm saying he probably knows, like, a lot of cool people. Like, I've honestly been, like, real deep. If I can say anything, that they know how to advertise Korea. Like, I've been real deep into all these studying Korean. Like, I know a lot about their food. Any kind of, like, I watch shows about people who've already gone there, and, you know, they speak Korean. It was really funny talking about... I think it was North Carolina, a guy from North Carolina or South Carolina moved there. And, you know, he's like a bartender in Itaewon, which is like the totally Americanized place over there. Well, I don't know if American, it's really like a foreigner spot. And when he speaks Korean, he speaks it with a southern accent, you know, like a Carolina accent. So it sounds really funny. Like you can imagine.
A twang. Jedi was talking about his twang the other day.
Yeah. Twang. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think about that. Is he from Georgia?
No, man, he's Korean.
He believes he has a twang, but when you hear him talk, he doesn't have any twang at all. Because people think he sounds like he's a black guy. And
Really?
No, you can tell 100% he's Asian when he talks. There's no denying he's Asian.
But no, I can nail
down if he's Korean or not, but.
Yeah, no, I get that thing. I get that idea, though, because one time, you know, like, when I lived down in Florida for a little bit, of course, when I first went here, everybody said I sounded like I was from up north. And then when I went back to Ohio, people were like, oh, you sound like you're from the south a little bit. And I'm like, what?
Silas.
Why would he do?
Who is it? I need the name of the song, and I need the artist. If Silas can't get it, Mendez, you get to come in and rescue him for a half point. You got this one, Silas.
Y'all really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter.
What? Shutdown, what's going on? Does he not know for real?
Kanye West.
Okay. Yeah, and what's the name of the song? Who's for breakfast? The intro for dessert. Somebody order pancakes. I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Ill. What do we got? What we got? What we got? Console my mom.
Give a light support. Life of Pablo.
No, Through the Wire by Kanye. Because he got his jaw wired shut and he had to drink. That's when he says it right in the beginning of the song. He talks about having to drink an insert.
No, when Lou said I had a when Lou said I had a great, you know, musical knowledge, I have none. So
it's
gonna be a good time. Yeah. It's a great part of the show. Everybody usually yelling at the
He's got this one. Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder.
3-6 Mafia. Feeling like life is over.
Snakes like a cobra. And no, it's not the Misfits. Evidently,
no, you gotta go further north.
You have no clue on this one, Young Norris? I know who you know.
Okay.
All right, tell me who it is, Mendez.
It's Nas, and was it Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World?
Okay. This will be the easiest one of the night. This is your last one.
I thought they were all easy.
That's where he sets me up. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger.
Come on, Silas, you got this.
It isn't.
Every time my eyes close, I start sweating
and blood starts coming out my nose.
You can give him some clues, Mendez.
What's his name? Bushwick Bill?
A place Silas would never go.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's like what you would say, you know, like blank to men. Yeah. Would be the second word, blank to men. And the first word is a place you'd never go. You definitely wouldn't want to go.
I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you.
lower socioeconomic area.
I also
a place that they put, the Nazi government put people that they considered undesirable.
I don't.
Okay.
I know it's my mind playing tricks on
you.
Oh,
so you knew the song, but you just didn't know who the Ghetto Boys
were. Yeah, but the artist. Why can't I get the artist?
Well, it was the Ghetto Boys. We gave you clues.
Ghetto Boys. The Ghetto.
Because I gave you a definition.
The place I'd never go.
Yeah, that was him first.
This is just a bonus. This is me just playing some music at this point. I know Silas will never
get You know.
Anyways, yeah. What's your favorite nickname? Give yourself a nickname right now, Mendez. What is it?
I don't know. When I fought, I used to be called Magic Man. And, I have a whole team. Because it's a song by heart. Magic Man. He's a magic man.
He's a magic.
I love those songs where a chick talks about how great a guy is, and, they totally decide to write a song about him.
Yeah. They're just angry. Yeah. Angry because they took the D. Yeah.
Just
catchy, you're so angry, you weren't so angry when you were taking the D.
She's basically like, you don't have to worry and let's get high a while, but try to understand, try. I'm a magic man. He forewarned her. He was like, look, we could chill, whatever.
She chose that lifestyle. No one put a gun to her head and said, do this magic thing.
And then her mom's like, you got to come home. And she's like, no, try to understand. He's a magic man. Then she starts vouching for him for the next two verses.
Facts.
Hey, look, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to take this.
Well, listen, Mendez.
Yeah.
All right, well, we gotta go, man. As much as we
want. Oh, no, that's cool. No, either way, because I drank too much water.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Glad you got to take a piss. So, anyway, next, you should wear.
Man, I appreciate you jumping on tonight.
Should wear your diaper in the future.
Yeah, no, it's not my fault. Jeez, got a good, endocrine system.
Get your piss on, man. Anyway, look, Mendez, right. We'll talk to you again in the future, man. We appreciate everything, big guy.
Okay.
Derek Mendez, America.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
One T. What'd you learn from that guy? Florida is crazy as always.
There's a, Florida, and then, if you need to, there's a way to sort of make a little extra cash servicing the old ladies that just lost her husband.
Yeah, well, apparently he's got this whole quarantine thing figured out, man. He ain't worried about the money. He's got it planned out. Just let him loose, Let him loose. He's going to go after that loose.
He has what they call a system.
Dude, if you ever saw enough Always Sunny, you'd get the Dennis system. That's the Derek system right there. And, he's telling us. So, listen, if you're out here, keep your grandmas close. If you hear some pitter-patter about your grandma dating a guy by the name of Derek, you heard it here first. I'm not trying to player hate or throw salt in his game or whatever, but, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a good South Park episode. Well, Mr. Norris, it is a whole show. We're gonna wind this down for you folks. We love you.
All right.
We think you're the best.
Tomorrow, my man.
We think you guys are.
Yeah, you're not bad yourself.
We love you, America. We hope that you're
not America.
That you're not getting any tickets for violating your stay-ins. Hopefully, we'll bring you more comedy. The only thing I can guarantee is tiger memes on social media. Because that's the thing I'm knocking out the par right now, I'd like to say. I'm going to let Silas close this one out.
Shoot. Stay close to your loved ones. I'm trying not to kill them over the next couple days.
Who's your favorite football team? Answer, Falcons, whether he wanted to say it or not. Anyway, folks, we'll see you guys tomorrow on the From the Makers of Excellence podcast. Have a great night, guys. Or day, or morning, whenever you watch this.